Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and
we know
carriage.
What that is. It is time for the Farinis. It's 7-Eleven. Good morning, Joe and Cindy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. So you're with Marriage Matters, and today, what are we talking about, Cindy?
Well, today we had a question, and it was from an engaged couple, and they said, we're engaged and want to serve God together, but don't know what he's calling us to do together in ministry. So I guess they kind of want to know what direction to go
Man,
to.
Man, talk about being proactive.
Don't you love it?
Yes,
I love
that
it.
That is great. So should they be concerned about something like this? Is it too early? Like, do they have other things they can talk about instead?
Well, I would say, I mean, if they are already engaged, I think this engaged couple, just as all engaged couples should be doing, they need to be evaluating their spiritual compatibility about their core spiritual beliefs. And they need to be asking some tough questions at this point. I mean, this is the time to do it. I mean, the questions like, are you both seeking direction from God's word, the Bible? Are you both certain that marriage at this time is consistent with God's will for your life? Are you both certain that your coming together in marriage will make you more effective for God's glory? And that's a key question for this couple, I think. And, of course, another question would be, do you both have a similar purpose for your life personally and as a couple? And I can tell you this right now. I mean, this question was really the main hinge pin question that Cindy and I asked each other before we got married. And is whether or not our coming together will make us more effective for God, or should we remain single? That was very important for us.
So to be effective as a couple, does that mean that you have the same calling? Because you can have the same purpose, but the Lord can use you in completely different ways. Is that right?
That's a great question. And I would definitely need to know more of the details on this one, and know exactly what are those differences that they're talking about. And they may not be as different as they think, but they actually might be complementary to one another. And so, nevertheless, the reality is that an engaged couple really needs to continue determining whether they are right for each other. And this could be just one of those areas that they just need to really do an agonizing reappraisal of whether or not this is the right thing for them to be doing. And I can tell you one thing that they cannot be and should never be doing, and that is, I mean, the last thing any engaged couple should say is the phrase, I'll change my spouse after we get married.
Oh, yeah.
And have them think more the way I think. That should never be said. And if you have to say that, then chances are real good that you should not be married.
Mm. So in that line, in terms of should you marry or not, what if the areas that the Lord is going to use you are way different? Is that a red flag or is that normal?
You know, I don't think that's a red flag, because I feel that God is going to call each one of us individually to different things. But I also feel that it's a blessing when you have something to do that you can do together. And maybe, even if it's going to church, if that's, part of your ministry, what is your ministry at church? Teaching, doing things with maybe the infants or the toddlers, or you're teaching adult Sunday school. But I feel like there's such a blessing when the two of you do have something that you do together. And as Joe had said, that was one of the things that we prayed when we were seeking whether or not to get married. And that was if the Lord would use us better together or better single. And yet Joe has different things in ministry that he does, and I have some different ones. I speak to women. I had for years, and I still do, but I don't do it as often, an organizational seminar that I did around the country, and that wasn't something he was going to be a part of. So in our family, that was divide and conquer. I would get to go and do that, and then he would be with Joey and the girls. And then switch that up. There were things when we were younger, he was on some different boards and things like that, that I was not a part of, but he would go and do those things. And then I was sort of manning the fort at home. But together, we have a number of things that we do in ministry, and we're just really thankful that we get to do them together. So if this couple, kind of looks ahead to see what are the things we're interested in, I think that's just a great start. And furthermore, they may have different seasons where they're doing different things together, because that's just where God puts them. So I think the fact that they want to seek this out is really cool that they're doing this so young.
And so, Cindy, what is the bottom line for this couple as they prepare and pray in terms of service in their marriage?
Well, I love, again, that they're coming together so early to really seek the Lord on this. And I guess I would say to them, the bottom line is, you know, in each season of your marriage, be seeking the Lord like you are now, and be open to Him changing your direction. And, you know, like we talk when we speak for family life, the goal in marriage is oneness, not isolation. So if you have one ministry and your husband has another ministry, there's nothing wrong with that. But definitely be trying to see, one, how can you help each other? How can you support each other? How can you really lift each other up and be a helper to each other in that? But then also seeking to do things together, because I think when you have fun and when you do things like ministry together, it draws you closer to oneness. And so go through each of those seasons and seek the Lord as to how he would lead you. Did you have something, Joe?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, throughout this entire process, and again, throughout married life, I mean, we need to maintain open, really transparent communications, but especially before you're married, about this topic, as well as other topics, of course. But this is all about being prepared as much as possible before you get married. And I love this quote from Neil Warren in his book, Finding the Love of Your Life. He said the following. He said, great marriages require two healthy people, and the time to get healthy is before you get married. And that applies to all aspects of your married life. And this is really a critical hinge pin question, I think. And so I think honestly evaluating your compatibility reflects, I think, the seriousness of this lifelong commitment that they're about to enter into.
And has your experience shown that the oneness in terms of ministry continues, the journey toward oneness? Or once you figure it out as an engaged couple, do you stay in the same area in terms of a ministry?
Well, I think it does help a couple to be more one as long as you are working together. You know, if you're going to be at each other, then it's going to be pretty hard. But I think that's important. But I don't think you should need to, like, I don't even think they should need to find it right now. I think they should always need to be seeking it, mm-hmm. because yeah. I think in marriage they will find that God will ebb and flow in places that He will put you. And I would just say, always be ready for the ride. And like I remember telling you, Janelle, and like I was told, just do the next right thing. Do the next right step. Say yes to the next thing that the Lord gives you to do.
Right.
And watch what doors He opens for you to serve Him. And, you know, for Joe and I, we have opened our home. And we have, I remember one year, we would kind of keep track. We had probably over 2,000 people in our home one year. Now, that wasn't like overnight guests. It might just be for coffee, might have been for a large Bible study. But we, our goal was to really have an open home and an open heart. And that we did together. But it not only took us in our home, it took us other places as well. So what does God, you know, for this couple, what does God want you to do right now that He might be opening the door for other things later that you don't really see just yet?
That's good.
Any closing
good
thoughts, work. Joe?
Well, you're on a journey together, and, you know, and the best time to start this wonderful journey is to get some direction and ahead of time. And, you know, as Cindy said, I mean, things are going to change over the years, but the most important thing is that you're doing this together as a team, that you're walking through this journey together. And that's the beautiful thing about marriage, is that you don't have to do this all alone. You know, you get to talk this out and move and follow the Lord's leading, as Cindy said, just taking that right next step.
Thank you. And so if people want more information about your ministry or even about this topic, where can they find you?
Well, we would love for them to come to Facebook at My Marriage Matters. And if they click on like, they'll get a little something every day, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock. To think about, to talk about, whatever. And then also we can be found at joeferini.com or cindyferini.com. And that's probably the best place to email us. There's a little tab on our website. It says email the Ferinis and it comes right to us.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.